Hi, Jeremy. Dave here from Melbourne SEO Services and Planet 13. Just thought I might reply with an audio. Makes it a little bit easier for me. So thanks for listening to the episode. Glad you got some information out of it and hopefully a lot of it was actionable. And really good to see that you did take some action and checked out that Market Samurai Paycheck keyword video. Market Samurai guys put out some really great stuff, so follow everything that they do. Just in regards to a couple of your questions. So the first one was in regards to the search bar. So you currently don't have a search bar. So firstly, you've got to get search on your website. It's probably one of the biggest ways that people will want to navigate around your site, especially if you've got a lot of different SKUs and as your product lines start to grow. So you must have search. It's also a great way to get great insight into what your prospects and clients are looking for, and that can help sort of shape and guide what direction that you head in. So your question was with regards to Shopify, how easy or hard is it to get a developer to create a search bar? Now, I would be surprised if Shopify doesn't have a search bar built in. So I'd get in contact with their support. I'm sure they must have one in place, so perhaps check with them. I've personally not worked with Shopify, so I can't really comment on how easy or hard it might be. But you could go to somewhere like Odesk or something like that to try and find a coder or a programmer if they didn't have anything. But I would be surprised if they didn't. You mentioned about categorizing and tagging as an efficient way for the search results. So I'm not 100% sure what you mean by will you need to categorize and tag. Really what you're looking at measuring is what are the actual phrases and keywords that are getting typed into your search. So really you just want a log of all of those search terms. So and hopefully if there's a way to combine, you know, if you've got multiple search terms all searching after the same thing, it might just say the keyword phrase once and with the number of times that was, you know, occurred or used. But I mean, at its very raw, if you can just get the raw data from what's getting entered into search, that at least is a great start. And what that does is it will help to guide what products you end up creating more of or getting your hands on more. So because you're finding out what people are looking for and what's most popular. And then also it can help indicate what keywords you should be using. So making sure that you're using the keywords in your titles and descriptions that match what it is that the person's searching for. And it can also help with taking that data and then putting the most popular things in prominent places around your website. If you know people are looking for things, then you put it as a featured product on the homepage or something like that. So that's how you might use it. Then your next question was to do with sort of system for tracking information like profit and loss, revenue, cash flow, those types of things. So being new to business, you need to learn the numbers. I think this is a really overlooked area. I sort of got my introduction through doing a course called the Diploma of Financial Markets, but I'm sure there is some sort of accounting course or something in your local area that you can go to. Just a short course because you need to get your head around the numbers. All business is built off the back of these numbers. So you need to know how to read them. All businesses tell a story through their numbers. When you look at their profit and loss sheets and their balance sheets, I mean, those most specifically are probably really the ones that you need to be looking at. Also cash flow statements as well, depending on how your cash flow actually works, but definitely your P&L and definitely your balance sheet. You need to be able to read those. So find out if there's something in your local area. The fact is you can't improve what you don't measure. So just the very nature of starting to measure something will help you to start improving it. So you need to start measuring what are your incomes, what are your expenses, making sure that you're in the black, you know, which part of your business is most profitable so you can hone in on it. Step one, start measuring it. Then step two is when you can start to analyze that data once it sort of starts coming through. And that's where I recommended maybe checking out a course or something like that. Anyway, that's just a few places you can check out. I think there was a book recently I remember reading called Your Personal MBA or something like that. That also covered some of the terms that might help as well. And if you need any more help, please, by all means, get in touch with me here over at melbourneseoservices.com. All right, thanks, Jeremy. Bye.